We get the TARDIS back.
But how?
See this reader gauge?
Yeah.
See that little arrow bobbing up and down at the top of that section vertical strip?
Yeah.
Those are the ratings, and it's at most a convenient level.
Brill.
It is rather brilliant, isn't it? To my marvellous mystery-solving skills, save the show and gain some excellent ratings.
I'm not sure if that's it, Doctor.
Well, what do you suppose it is, then?
Yes, I suppose it should arrive soon.
Yes, Doctor. You do have a point.
Now,
I don't think it's coming, Doctor.
It's the end of the ratings game. It must be. It must. Help.
All right, Doctor, all right. You may have your precious TARDIS back if you really need to.
What is it?
Well, it's about bloody time too. Come along, Mike. Let's go inside.
You mean this is what your time machine looks like? A telephone box?
It's a police box, Mike. Not a telephone box. Can't you read?
Now stop being overcritical or I'll drop you off the next place we land.
Next place you land. Oh, Doctor used to have so much to learn. In so many ways, you're still so young and innocent. But you've been sheltered for quite long enough. How long has it been since you've operated without your safety net, Doctor?
Doctor Who, Temperamency of the Daleks, written by Aaron Toman. Episode 1.
Mike, do we really have to have that horrible noise? My TARDIS is not a jukebox.
Sorry.
Really? I don't know where you found that thing.
Well, wasn't Napster installed here?
Napster? Mike, this is a Type 40 time and relative dimension in space machine, of which the control console is extremely complex, with powers and abilities not even the Time Lords completely understand. It can travel to any planet in the universe at any date in that planet's existence and...
Yes, and you've still got an app installed on this PC terminal here.
Yes, well, how else was I going to complete my Celine Dion collection? Some of those CDs only had a limited release, you know. Anyway, if you're after that other song, I've got this techno remix of it that's much...
Doctor! What's happening?
Dimensional turbulence. We've hit a time eddy or something. I'll have to try and write the controls.
Can I just say how much I love this TARDIS of yours?
Oh, you do?
Yes, so much I'd be quite happy to get back travelling via the slides device any time now.
Oh, Mike, give the old girl a chance. She hasn't been used in a while. Probably a bit of dust on the lateral drift capacitors or something. Just needs a bit of running in, I suspect.
Right. So is this thing reliable?
Reliable? Oh, don't you listen to him, old girl. He's being rude and nasty.
You talk to it.
Doesn't everyone?
Doctor, you still didn't answer my question.
Right. I'll prove to you how reliable she is. I'm taking you on a holiday. Let me see. The coordinates for Florana should be right in this databank. Okay, so they're missing. Well, let's try... No, I've blown up Sexostius, haven't I? Right. Looks like we're heading for Andromeda, Mike. You'll love Andromeda. It's a perfect holiday location. Full of wondrous beaches where the sky burns a brilliant orange as a twin sun sets. Ha! I'll show you, reliable boy.
So this is reliable?
Mike.
Andromeda, you said?
Well...
Beaches and sunsets, yes?
I said that, but...
It doesn't look much like Andromeda then, Doctor.
I'm sure it's...
Looks like an outback ghost town in a quarry to me.
Well, it's just... Well, it must have been... Oh, just shut up, will you?
So what do we do now? Pop back in and try again?
No, I'm afraid we can't. It doesn't quite work like that.
Why not? You don't have the Time Lords around trying to keep you playing that ratings game anymore. Why can't we just get back into the TARDIS and keep going on to Andromeda?
Because, well, I never actually tried that before.
What?
Well, usually I land somewhere and my insanitable curiosity gets me involved in exploring where we are. After which we're usually separated and each of us captured by opposing perils, which then give us a chance to split the story from time to time.
Well, is there anything about this place that sparks your curiosity?
Well, no, not really.
Good, then let's get going. I'm coming.
It's just that...
What?
Well, it's tradition, you see.
Oh, all right then, we'll explore. We'll go up and count every grain of sand if we have to.
And maybe get captured by some corrupt regimes and help the rebels to overthrow them?
Yes, yes, if you like.
Oh, Mike, you're the best companion ever.
Hello? Hello? Anyone there?
Yoo-hoo.
The hills are alive with the sound of music. With songs they have sung for a thousand years.
Doctor? Doctor, what are you doing?
Singing.
You could have fooled me. Why?
Well, it seemed appropriate. Remind me of the last time I was in a place like this.
Well, could you stop?
All right. Can I sing the theme from Friends instead?
No.
Ah. Hey, look, people!
Where?
Poking out from around the corner there, pretending we can't see them. Look, yoo-hoo!
Hello there.
Come out, don't be shy.
So who do you think you are, then?
Well, I think I'm the Doctor, or at least I do at the moment. What with not currently suffering amnesia or anything. Who do you think you are, Mike?
I think I'm Elizabeth Taylor. It's a personal thing.
And aren't we all so much more enlightened after hearing that? So who do you think you are, my dear fellow?
I am Baron. You off-worlders?
You hear that, Mike? They're aware of interplanetary travel. Make a note of that. Ah, yes, we are from the off-world. Speaking of which world is this?
Off-worlders aren't permitted.
They're not? Oh.
Wait a minute. We can't continue any further until we've all been introduced. Who are your friends?
Ooh, can I name them? Let's see. Sneezy, Happy, Grumpy, Doc.
No, I'm Doc.
Oh, sorry. Sleepy, Bashful, and who's Dopey?
You mean besides you?
Are you two insane?
Yeah, kinda.
Don't you know who I am?
Well, didn't we just cover that? You're called Baron, and those are the 7 OK 5 very tall and burly dwarfs. Or am I confused?
I think you are. Shall we clear things up for them, boys?
Ha, swords. Well, in the Middle Ages or something. Whatever happens to a good blaster, or...
Mike, I think that's enough.
Where do you want your lesson, Doc?
Now, look, we're only having fun. There's no really need to...
I'll show you to show respect to a Tempromancer of the 7th.
A what? Surely we better be off sitting down and calmly discussing... Watch where you point that thing.
Hey, stop that. Leave the Doctor alone.
Keep out of this, Skinny. Serve you!
Yeah, but it's not evil. Yeah, so you're not sitting in a Calvin. Oh, no, it's all Earth, no.
What did... How did you do that?
You like my power?
It's not evil. What?
Want to see more? Accelerate!
Stop this. I don't know how or what you're doing, but stop it.
But we're only having a bit of fun.
You heard the man. Stop it.
Fine. Restore. There, Happy.
Oh my God, what happened?
Now help the Doctor up. I'm surprised at you, Baron. A Tepromancer of the 7th acting in such an immature and obnoxious manner.
They're off-worlders.
I'm aware of that. It does not excuse your actions.
You should watch your tongue, old man. Do you know what I could...
You wouldn't dare. Go on, get out of here. Get!
The Temporary will hear of this.
I'm sure she will.
Are you all right, Mike?
What happened to me, Doctor? He did something, said something, then everyone started talking gibberish and moved in slow motion.
He altered your perceptions, boy. Sent your mind spinning quickly and backwards. A silly parlor trick around these parts.
And who are you?
Xylos. Is it really you, Xylos?
It's been a long time, Doctor.
Goodness, yes, it has been indeed. It's been at least... I seen you've regenerated.
You as well, it seems.
Doctor, care to introduce me?
Oh, sorry. Mike, this is Xylos. He's an old friend of mine from the Academy on Gallifrey.
What, like that master?
Yes. No. Xylos isn't a crazy megalomaniacal dictator intent on destroying me. Or at least I hope not.
Not of late, no.
Xylos, what are you doing here on this backward rock surrounded by thugs? I always thought you'd be up on the High Council doing important stuff.
Yes, well, look. We can't talk here. Baron's easily scared off, but rarely dissuaded. He'll probably be back with more firepower. Come, I've got a little place down the street here. Yes, and voila, my apartment.
Oh, yes, very nice. Doctor, will you leave the umbrella? You'll break it.
Oh, but it's my favourite.
It's not even raining.
Greetings, Master. Please identify second humanoid accompanying you.
Oh, a little doggy. What the hell is it?
Shh, calm down, Mike. He won't hurt. Mike is a friend.
Processing data.
Oh, my God. It's,
Yes?
A robot dog.
A robot dog. Hello, canine. How are you, my old friend?
Doctor, Master.
I don't need to identify this ruffian for you, do I, canine?
Negative, Master. Doctor, Master, please cease interfering with my audio receptors.
Oh, sorry.
Canine? What's a canine?
Canine's a mobile computer, capable of a zillion complex tasks.
And more, Master.
He's also very modest.
You've kept him in good nick, Xylos. I'm glad I gave him to you now.
You gave it to him?
The Doctor, Master, is my creator.
Yes, I went through a phase several bodies back, found a prototype, then dashed off dozens of them one after the other. Took up a lot of space, but they were perfect for passing off to old companions at Christmas.
I see.
I brought Canine with me when I left Gallifrey the last time. Made sense to keep me company while I was here.
Yes, why are you here? What happened to your TARDIS, Xylos?
It's, well, out of commission. I've had to make do with what I have. Take a seat. Tea?
Oh, thanks. No. Xylos, what's going on?
Yeah, how did those thugs do that stuff to me?
They did that because they are what one would call tepromancers.
Oh, well that makes sense, except not.
They mentioned that before. What is a tempromancer?
Tempromancer, noun, one who wields, controls, adjusts or manipulates the natural flow and direction of time.
Thank you, canine. Yes, an official with the ability to manipulate time.
Ah.
Doctor, this planet has certain, well, properties that have affected its inhabitants. To all intents and purposes, they're human as, well, young Mike over there. But with the specific difference that with little more than the power of their mind, they can alter the flow and direction of time in localized areas.
So what happened out there? He altered time around me?
Exactly.
Wow, so they made it so everybody else slowed down and started speaking backwards, but left me untouched? Amazing.
No, Mike, not quite. I'll let you think about it for a bit longer.
Oh.
So this Baron, is he typical of those lovely people?
Baron is a tepromancer of the 7th rank, and a rather foolhardy and cocky one at that. Generally, all those who are found to possess these powers are put into training as soon as possible to work in the service of the temporary, the local equivalent of a monarch.
Ah, not staying around long, then.
The people of this world have a rather surreal grasp of language. The temporary is all-powerful, all-knowing, and generally the one who's inherited, who's got the greatest grasp of temporal power. And she is supported by her regiment of temporarily charged elite. It's why you get certain ones like Baron and their superiority complexes.
I still don't get how this happened. I mean, a planet with a slice of its population so immersed in time like this, it's difficult to believe.
But isn't that what your planet's like?
Not quite. Gallifrey's power mostly comes from its technology. But if this world's evolved purely through natural causes, well, I'm sure the Time Lords wouldn't approve. So that's why you're here, Xylos, doing the Time Lords' dirty work for them.
In a manner of speaking.
Ah, I know how you feel. I've been stuck doing this stuff on occasion too. We've just come off a mission of sorts ourselves, wanted me to help with their ratings game.
I'm sorry?
You know, help keep the ratings up, pacify the BBC, yada yada yada. They gave me a new and exciting travelling device too, slide through dimensions and stuff. All very exciting.
Except for the mortal danger, of course.
I see.
I suspect we're about to outstay our welcome, Xylos, and I really don't want to get in the way of your mission here.
Ah, Doctor, do we have to go?
Yes. Yes, we're on our way to Andromeda, remember?
Oh, you don't have to go, really?
Yes, well, if you're on a job for the Time Lords, then they won't be too far away. And from what you've just described to me, things look as though they're about to get ugly. I've had more than enough of the Time Lords of late. Thanks for the tea.
But you didn't have any.
No, but I had a good look at the teapot. Lovely china work. Goodbye, Xylos. We'll keep in touch. Take care of him, canine.
Affirmative, Dr. Master.
Come on, Mike.
Coming. Bye, Xylos.
Goodbye, Doctor. Perhaps I should have told... No. No, if he leaves quickly enough, it won't matter.
Negative, Master.
Be quiet, canine.
I still don't know why he had to leave so quickly. I mean, Xylos seemed nice enough. And as for that cute robot of his...
Do you really want to get stuck travelling via that slider's device again? Or worse, do you want to have one of the Temperamancers make you speak backwards forever?
Speak backwards? So that's what happened.
Very clever, Mike. Here's the TARDIS. Honestly, the best thing we can do is get back inside and keep going to our holiday on Andromeda. Strange, I can't get...
Doctor, the first bit was to get inside, remember?
I'm trying to, I just can't get the door open.
You know, we wouldn't have this trouble with the slider's device.
I can't work out what's wrong. Come on, old girl, let me in.
Maybe she's offended. Perhaps she got sick of you and those Celine Dion tapes.
Hmm? What? What is it?
Over there, coming around that corner.
Mike, this had better be... important. Oh, no.
What? Doctor, what is it?
Not them. Of all the monsters, not them.
And do not move! You have been identified as the Doctor! Do not move, or you will be exterminated! You